This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it. So do I, that it does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Wednesday. Yes, whip them out, Wednesday, April the 9th of 2025. Day 99th of the year, and only 266 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big.
Yep, Radio Big, hanging out, doing our things, because if not, we would be doing your things, and that just sounds weird. As I say that out loud. So, yeah, that's it. How have you been? How are things? How's life treating you? Maybe those are the questions to be asking, opposed to just going through some polarizing event of something else. So, with that, let's roll a little bit. If you're new here, let's talk about this. We talk about safety and the news, news and safety. That's kind of how we go. We go through a plethora of information. They bring in some professional broadcasters. They talk a little bit about the things that are going on inside of the multiverse, not necessarily the multiplex. And then we kind of go through the whole rig. Yeah, the whole rig of everything that needs to be talked about. I mean, how else would I do it? I just don't know. So, if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. People have been here before, they know that. Callinradio.com. Once you get there, all you have to do is type in what you want to do next. Audio, video, text messaging. That'll give you the options. They'll give me a little prompt on the screen over here, and then I know what to do. And then we go from there. That's it. That's the whole thing. That's the rig. That's what we do. So, fun times. Let's talk about what the show's going to consist of today, because that's going to be important.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, notable and noteworthy, the sneaky culprit behind car vandalisms outside of Boston. We'll talk about that. Blake Lively apologizes to Taylor Swift, and Mark Hoppus opens up about his depression. Also, John Hamm reference check out some requested this personal item from Elizabeth Moth. We'll talk about that as we get into that in casting calls. Also, Prince Harry returns to London to appear in court, and we'll talk about that in the Royals. Yep. So, whip them out Wednesday. Good times. Good stuff. By the way, I mean, we're looking at this. It's already the let's see. The 9th of April. Where's the time gone? Where have all the good times gone? That becomes a question. So, if you're good, I'm good, and then we can go from there. So I have some professional broadcasters that are waiting from Feature Story News. They want to give you the stories, they want to give you the features, and they definitely want to give you the news because that's just part of what they do.
Duh.
So if you're ready to go, I think I'm ready to go. They're excited over there. You know, who wouldn't be excited about talking about everything that's going on inside of the world, particularly the stock market? But maybe I'm leaning one way or the other by talking about that. Because, you know, that's the great thing about it. Don't look at the reality that's in front of you. What? Okay, yeah, I said that. Okay, so if you're good to go with the news, I'm good to go with the news. So let's do that.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in New Delhi, I'm Neha Punia. The US and China have both refused to blink as the world's two largest economies come to the brink of a trade war. President Trump's sweeping 104% tariffs against Beijing have kicked in, China also refusing to climb down and withdraw its own reciprocal levies against the US, saying it is equipped to fight the US on the issue. Ahead of that, Hong Kong and other stock markets in Asia traded lower after staging a rebound a day earlier. The Hang Seng Index slumped 3.1% when the market opened, the lowest level since mid-January, while markets in Japan, South Korea and Australia also saw losses. Laura Westbrook is in Hong Kong.
There is a lot of uncertainty among investors in this part of the world over the imposition of President Donald Trump's reciprocal tariff on dozens of countries and an additional 50% tariff on China, taking tariffs there to more than 100%. Beijing, though, is standing firm, with China's Commerce Ministry saying if the U.S. insists on its own way, China will fight to the end. It's also promised its own countermeasures, with state media reporting it could include a further hit to the U.S. agricultural sector.
President Trump has also said until China is ready to deal with the U.S. President Trump made the comments while speaking at the keynote address at the annual National Republican Congressional Committee.
Many countries have. They've ripped us off left and right. But now it's our turn to do the ripping. That's okay. We're going to make our country even stronger, stronger than it ever was. And I really think we're helped a lot by the tariff situation that's going on, which is a good situation, not a bad. It's great. It's going to be legendary. You watch. Legendary in a positive way, I have to say.
Chris Karaju also has more on Trump's comments, with the U.S. leader calling the tariffs vital for transforming the U.S.
He thinks the war with the world is not a war at all because the countries are coming to the U.S., adding that Japan is already on the way. With an additional 50% tariff on imported Chinese goods going into effect at midnight Wednesday, Trump added that until China is ready to deal, that's what it's going to be. He added that he felt that what he calls the legendary tariffs will help the GOP win midterms in a thundering landslide.
The United Nations Secretary General has appealed to Israel to rescind its decision to block aid going into Gaza.
Antonio Guterres' appeal here in New York on Tuesday follows a joint statement from the heads of UN aid agencies, condemning what they described as acts of war in Gaza and for Israel's complete disregard for human life.
As aid has dried up, the floodgates of horror have reopened. Gaza is a killing field, and civilians are in an endless death loop.
No aid has been allowed into the Gaza Strip since March the 2nd. Jody Jacobs, New York.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, is President Donald Trump preparing to blink over tariffs? It was a subtle shift, but on Monday, he started talking about negotiations with other countries to reduce their tariff burdens on the United States so that he might reduce his reciprocal duties against them. The president insisted he could plan long-term tariffs and negotiate, a softening of his position that many ascribe to the intervention of Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Freddie Gray is the editor of Spectator USA and says Mr. Bessent met the president last weekend and urged him to calm the roiling markets.
He seems to be playing a very, very pivotal role in trying to sort of put the shine on the president's rougher edges. He reached out to Trump, and then Trump started to tweet a little bit more about other countries coming to the table. And I think the really key thing here is China, because I think the way out of this is that they will make the focus a trade war with China rather than a trade war with the world. And it will be the message will be that they had to shock the rest of the world into coming to their free trade terms. That will be the way this may play out, or it could play out in any other direction. Who knows?
It is that unpredictability that is also leading to anxiety on stock markets and remains an underlying characteristic of the Trump administration. With FSN Spotlight, I'm...
The main news again. The US and China both refusing to blink as the world's two largest economies come to the brink of a trade war. President Trump's sweeping 104% tariffs against Beijing have kicked in, with the US president calling his tariffs vital for transforming the US. Beijing also refusing to climb down and withdraw its own reciprocal levies against the US, says Beijing is equipped to fight the US on the issue. And that is the latest feature story news. Neha Punia reporting.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Here is another bit for our competitors to copy. Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, you know how it is. Rated R Safety Show, hanging out on this lovely Whipabout Wednesday, because what else would we be doing? So a lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse, so I think we need to start going and talking and moving and grooving and doing all of that stuff. So let's get into it right away. Neighbors in Rockport, Massachusetts have spent recent weeks wondering who's been going around damaging the exterior glass and mirrors of their cars. Then Janelle Valoro spotted a woodpecker fitting between vehicles and realized that they were the culprit of the whole thing. A member of the local bird watching club says that there is a simple explanation. Woodpeckers mating season, and the bird sees the reflection as the threat and it starts attacking. Of course, they're not interested in any other males being around, so they will attack males and try to scare them away. And then once they get them away, go somewhere else. And this is often can include attacking mirror images or themselves or including windows and cars, she says. So this is according to CBS News. So imagine that you're going around this whole time. You're assuming that somebody's like damaging some cars inside of your neighborhood. And you're going, who's that asshole that's ruining our cars? And then you realize that it's a woodpecker. Yep, that becomes a thing. And then you sit there and you go and wonder what exactly happened. Yep, that happens. So there you go. Woodpecker season. Woodpecker mating season. Let's be exact here. Okay, so let's talk about some other stuff. 10 Korean soldiers inexplicably crossed the demarcation line separating their country from South Korea on Tuesday in response to South Korean border guards fired warning shots and blasted messages through speakers demanding they return. Fortunately, the soldiers for the North quickly retreated. Officials say that the troops were carrying construction tools in a wooded area, and there had been a demarcation line that was not physically visible, and they do not believe that the border crossing was on purpose. Still no word of there be doing the construction tools. Perhaps they're hunting for landmines. This is according to, NBC News in regards to what's happening. Well, that becomes interesting. Just to say the least. But what do you think here? Okay, what else? As China weighs in on how to combat President Trump, his historical reimagined global trade scheme, the communist regime is weighing in an outright banning of American-made movies in their country, according to Daily Mail. This would be a very welcome change because it would simultaneously cut the Chinese financing of Hollywood studio movies. In 2012, the Obama administration negotiated loosened restrictions on the number of American movies allowed to play in China from 20 to 34. As a result, the Chinese financing of American movies exploded, along with all kinds of strings that the story includes Chinese characters who portrayed in a positive light. As an obvious example, Chinese financing forced the production company behind 2012 remake of Red Dawn to change the invading force from China to North Korea, even after the flick was shot, requiring extensive CGI. Or consider the highly successful Top Gun sequel. In order for the movie to be cleared with Chinese Communist Party censors, Tom Cruise's character lost the Taiwanese flag patch, and he spotted on his bomber jacket in the original 1986 film. A compilation to the CCP, One China's People. So there you go. Tariff upheaval happening is about so much more than economics. It's about, kneecapping the cultural influence of murderous regime at the home and abroad. Now, that sounds like an editorial edit there. For some. Anyways, there's some reads about everything that was going on. If you look at Red Carpet by Eric Swalzel that came out in 2022, it covers these examples and much more. If you want to go look at some info, that's where the data comes from. You know, I've gotten kind of crappy as of late in regards of some of this, because I told you a while ago that when we start talking about stuff, that we really need to give you source material, opposed to it just being you and I having the conversation. And I have failed you, not miserably, but to some extent, because I told you that's what we're going to do. And I haven't been doing it across the board the whole time. So maybe that's where I need to change that up a little bit. So I'll try to be a little bit more specific in regards to what we're doing, because I do it all with love for you as we are talking. So let's go through it. Flooding in Kentucky has temporarily shuttered the operations at Buffalo Trace Distillery, the oldest continuously operating bourbon distiller in the country. The facility is located right on the Kentucky River in Frankfort, which created the 48.2 feet on Monday. Yes, the second highest level ever recorded, half a foot below the record set back in 1978. Company officials say that the whole campus will be shut for at least through tomorrow. This is according to the New York Post. Flooding in Kentucky. Yeah, it happens. Or at least it sounds like it happens, because we just talked about it. So what do you think? It's getting interesting. A lot of things are getting interesting as of late. Take a listen to this one. A 21-year-old college student from Arizona is now a diehard Southern United fan after getting the wrong boat while in London. Evan Johnson thought that he had climbed aboard a hop-on, hop-off cruise that would take him to see landmarks, but instead had accidentally got onto a boat with 150 Southern United soccer fans who were on their way to the game. Realizing that everyone on the boat appeared to know another, Johnson quickly realized that he had boarded the wrong vessel. Despite the mix-up, he joined the group of fans and even attended the game with them, telling him that the Southern Echo, I had a blast on the boat and at the Southern game. Johnson's is now the official list to attend next weekend's game. This is according to Southern Echo. So you see, sourcing is important. Here's the thing. Here's the thing that I get into sometimes when we start talking about some of this stuff. It's interesting on how some of these stories happen. I mean, if I jumped on the wrong boat, I'd be kind of amazed if I didn't get my ass kicked for being on the boat. Number two is, a lot of questions would be like, why am I on the boat? That would probably be another good question. And then there would be that whole weird thing of, why are you boat hopping in the first place?
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, President Trump signed an executive order that undoes restrictions on coal mining and energy use. During a signing ceremony at the White House on Tuesday, Trump expressed his intention to boost domestic energy output across the board, including nuclear, to meet the coming demand that energy that powers artificial intelligence technology. A Trump administration is planning to institute a $998 a day fine on illegal immigrants who have not complied with deportation orders. The measure uses the law passed in 1996 that otherwise has been rarely enforced. The law also gives the administration the power to retroactively impose the fine for a 5-year period, which one source tells tells Reuters that Trump intends to use. Let's see. The Supreme Court has rejected a lower court order to stop the firing of 16,000 probational federal workers earlier this year. In a 7-2 decision, the unsigned majority ruled that the groups who brought the suit had no standings to demonstrate of the harm. So, there you go. I have to tell you, I kind of sit down and look at some of this stuff real quick. And keep in mind, we've been doing this show for a hot minute. It sounds a lot like we talk more about presidential stuff and what's going on with the government now than what we did over the last 4 years. I don't know why it seems that way, because it seems like every day we're talking about the swamp, where before we were avoiding the swamp just to not be swampy. But now I kind of think that if we don't talk about the swamp, we're all over the place and not mentioning things that are going on that people want to talk about. It's weird about how 53% of the country is one way and 47% is the other. Talk about the big difference between the two.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so take a listen to this. The Dow lost 801 points to close at 37,164 on Tuesday. The S&P lost 143 points to close at 4,918. And the NASDAQ lost 523 points to close at 15,080. West Texas Intermediate closed at $58 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $61 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas on Tuesday was $3.24, and Bitcoin tanked, yes, tanked further on Tuesday, down 3.5%, trading just under $76,500. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $65 million jackpot or a $31.4 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, I guess it is time to do so. So just some information for you if you're interested. Okay, so Blake Lively is trying to make amends after dragging Taylor Swift into the End With Us drama. Insiders tell Page Six that Lively apologized to Swift, who appreciated the gesture and felt it was genuine. For those unfamiliar, Swift was named in Justin Baldini's countersuit, claiming that Lively name-dropped her friend to gain creative control of the movie. Swift could be brought in for deposition in the case, which is set to go to trial in March of 2026.
And apparently we're never going to stop talking about it.
Because apparently that's all we're going to do for the next year or so. So, I want to be incognito in the deposition.
Yes, she did drop my name. She dropped my name when we were talking, and she wanted to get creative control of the movie.
Like, seriously, is that where we're at now? I kind of feel like this is a little bit much. Not the voice changing part. Just talking about this whole thing. This has been months on end, and as we are talking right now, if we're talking about March of 2026, we got 11 more months of this stuff, and that's before the case even starts. The trial even starts. I mean, because let's be realistic, the case has already been presented. The case has already been presented in the court of public opinion. I'm not lying. Tell me when I'm telling lies. That's the quote. So there you go. Okay, so let's talk about this. Blink 182 bassist Mark Hoppus, and probably lead singer, opens up in his new book, Fahrenheit 182, about his thoughts of suicide following the band's breakup. I didn't know what I was supposed to do or who I was supposed to be. I'd hear one of the songs playing in a store, and I'd have to walk out, he writes in part. When he thought of suicide became prevalent, Hoppus says that he started therapy which helped him take a breath and tell himself, "You're being a dick, Mark. Knock it off." Fahrenheit 182 is out now. This is according to People magazine. So I don't know if that's the best mental approach. You're being a dick to yourself? That's what you're saying to yourself? Okay. I mean, I guess that's a thing. Okay, social media trolls came for Sharon Osbourne for allegedly using filter on her face in a recent photo posted. comments calling her out for extreme filter started after one person stated that her feet gave it away. Okay. Fans jumped for her defense with one questioning why others are negatively commenting on the sweet photo of her cuddling her grandson. Is this important? Listen, if you're on social media and you want to do your little smackeracky of doing your own filters on your pictures, that's your thing. Are you hurting anybody by doing that? I don't know. Listen, if you don't like something on social media, just don't look at it. Don't support the content. It's so easy. It's so easy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's kind of a weird one, too. Okay, so starting today, Nirvana fans have the opportunity to bid on Kurt Cobain's white Fender Stratocaster, the one that he smashed during the band's 1992 European tour. Repaired and authenticated, the guitar has a minimum bid of $30,000. It is expected to sell for much higher, as another one of Cobain's smashed Fender Stratocasters went for over $500,000 in 2023. Gotta have rock and roll is selling the guitar. This is according to TMZ. So, there you go. I guess let's give you another Taylor Swift story, because apparently that's what we're full of today. So Ye now says that Taylor Swift is partially to blame for why he was banned from the Super Bowl. In a since-deleted tweet, he wrote that he wasn't allowed to attend because of three things. George Bush don't care about black people, the Taylor Swift movement moment, and wearing a MAGA hat. Ye also acknowledged that he has been banned before going full Nazi on social media. So, gets weird. I mean, I don't know what's going on there. There's a lot of stuff going on. And I thought that he was getting kicked off of X. I can't even keep up anymore. There's so many things that happen from here to there to everywhere that it's hard to keep up nowadays in regards of what's going on. So, there you go. With that being said, we are so close to it that we need to talk about it. So let's do that right now, and let's go ahead and get into our main story as we are 32 minutes past the top of the hour.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So it's sometimes that love affair between what we do and what we don't do, and sometimes what people think that we should be doing and not doing, and all of that kind of fun stuff. So I have to ask you a question, or at least probably a series of questions to get to where we're trying to get to today. Before you started doing the position you're doing right now, did you ever consider doing anything else? Did you want to be in a different portion of the organization? Between you and me, did you want to be in a different organization? Did you want to do your own thing? Okay, I want to establish these things before we proceed. And I want you to think about that deep and hard for a moment. Because if you did give these things some considerations to do some other things, that's good. It's a good conversation to start. So now here's my question. If you did not say that you were doing were planning on doing something else, great. Are you enjoying what you're doing? And I ask this because I think it's important. Because here's what I have noticed throughout the years on when I used to be part of corporate America. There were some aspects of my job that I liked. There were some aspects of my job that I truly loved. And that's not a lie. That's not me putting some cadence on of some word and all that kind of fun stuff. But there was aspects of it that were really enjoyable, and there was aspects that sucked. And what I always disliked was having caps put on me. Was having that weird aspect of you have a plan and you have an idea and then things change. Let me kind of give you some specifics. Let's say, for instance, you work in a company that has to follow the guidelines from the Department of Transportation the DOT, at least at the time of the DOT. Who knows if this will exist if you're listening to this later. And you wrote guidelines following conversations that you had with vehicle operators to discuss how this should be done. And you wrote the policy and the process and the procedure for your drug and alcohol policy, matching DOT, matching what the vehicle operator told you. But once you turned it in, the people in corporate America said, nope, that's not how we do it. Now, I remember pretty vividly working at a place where the HR vice president, as I handed them on this platter, this policy, this process, this procedure, this DOT requirement, she had the audacity to tell me that we do not have to adhere fully to what the department told us. Keep in mind, this is a few years back. At this point, man, I had to, when I started telling these stories, I had to remember this. This is like 2016, so it's more than just a few years at this point, 2016, 2017. And she decided to tell me that she's kind of a hippie, and that's how it works for her. Now, I want you to envision this for a moment. Just the word and the cadence behind that. I'm a hippie. I'm a hippie. Now, I want you to think about this. In regards on how the processes and rules and things work inside of your organization, I understand that the work ebbs and flows. No doubt. No doubt about that. But could you imagine there's safeguards inside of your system and somebody turns around and says, hey, we changed it because we're kind of hippies. Now, I go full circle here because I want you to think about this. Is there a process? Is there something in your organization currently that you've been capped about? That they, you were told, don't do it. Don't move forward with. Change this because we're kind of hippies. I ask this because those are the moments that most people sit back and think about the questions that I asked you at the very beginning. Is this the position I always wanted? Did I want to be somewhere else inside of the organization? Did I want to be in a different organization? Or did I want to be doing my own thing? When you start thinking about it, which is the best option of all? And are you on the right path? Or should things change for you?
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code SafetyFMFree. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
This year's safety training, old, stale, and hacked. This year's safety trainer is still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety. How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes in a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladder.com/safetyfm.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Why would you?
Okay, here we are, 44 minutes past the top of the hour, as we are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, hour one of the Jay Allen in the Morning Show. And this right here that you're listening to is Saints of Valerie. Song is titled My Army. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. Some options for you. Always a good time as we get to listen to some musica. Yeah, I'd like to thank Saints of Valerie for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show as we are doing our stuff today. So, yep, a lot of stuff, a lot of things going on, a lot of things going on inside of the multiverse. Thanks for all the people that are reaching out inside of the messaging boards over here. Interesting visuals, no doubt about that. Okay, with that being said, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. And that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know where the people have been where you are now. And things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. And click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there'll be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. All you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. to find out more information. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. So, that's it. A lot of stuff. Things moving forward. TWLOHA.com. Let's talk about some other new stuff that is going on. I have a severance question for you. Yeah, you heard me.
Severance question, okay?
Would you volunteer to be severed like the characters in the hit Apple TV series Severance? According to a new poll, over a third of real-life employees and nearly half of Gen Zers are okay with it. In the show, the severed involves undergoing surgical procedure that splits your consciousness into two separate identities. You're any a version of where you exist at work, and you're outie the version of you that exists outside of work. Each version has no memory of the other. In the survey of 2,000 workers in the UK, a startling 35% said they would be willing to be severed from work memories and their personal lives. Among 18 to 25-year-olds, that figure rose to a staggering 46%, but those were aged between 55 and over, and one in five would want to be severed. The one expert commented, how you're an expert of being severed. Anyways, one expert commented that the results of a stark reminder of the stress and pressure people face today. No one should feel the need to completely forget about their work lives just to cope. Over a third of survey respondents said that they have a work persona that is different from the real self outside of work, similar to those innies and outies. The survey that was conducted last month as the second season of a psychological blockbuster wrapped up. So one thing is for sure, that would take care of the problem of the boss emailing at night. So you had no memory of what you had to do for your job. So that's pretty much like me in my 20s when I used to go out on Monday nights. Yeah. No memory whatsoever of anything going on at any point. So there you go. So it is Wednesday. So why don't we go ahead and do, why don't we do this? What do we want to do? Let's do some whack facts because we haven't done some of those in a while. Okay, so on this Wednesday, let's talk about it. All three members of Nirvana were kicked out of a release party of their own album, Nevermind, for starting a food fight. A woman will own the average of 111 handbags in her lifetime. Kangaroos never stop growing. To graduate from Cornell University, you first must pass the swim test. And Google has found that GPAs and test scores are worthless as a criteria for hiring. Totally agree. Also, Canada has a strategic maple syrup reserve to make sure that there is always enough syrup for the market. Hey, there you go. I would almost categorize that last section as useless knowledge, but there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse, that's for sure. So with that being said, why don't we bring some John Smalls into our life? Let him tell us about what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute, because I feel that we need to be motivated sometimes, even on a Wednesday with 49 minutes into this thing. Let's do that now.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Allison. Sydney J. Harris said, "When I hear someone sigh, life is hard, I'm always tempted to ask, compared to what?" Yeah, I agree. I was visiting with a friend about a week ago. He was lamenting about how much he dislikes his job. So I asked him, "Why are you still there?" He said, "Well, I need to do something, and this is where I am today." If you are in this position, please listen to me. Find a way to take the next step in your life. Sometimes that can be daunting. It can be scary. It can be a huge risk. But like I've said many times, don't bet the farm, but you can bet a chicken or two. Find ways to take steps in a direction that will make you happy.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Once I asked an astute businessman the secret of his success. With a slow smile, he raised his finger and pointed toward the ceiling. When I pressed him for something more than divine help, he said, "Never fall in love with a deal. A deal is like a beautiful woman. Once you fall in love with her, you lose all objectivity. Passion takes over, distorting your judgment. You maximize the upside while minimizing the downside. In short, you turn a blind eye to the risk." Proverbs 28 says, "The one who chases fantasies will have his fill of poverty." Lord Jesus, protect us from our fantasies and help us to never fall in love with a deal. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip resulted in the deaths of at least 32 individuals, including numerous women and children. The strikes occurred following the expiration of a ceasefire with Hamas, leading to renewed hostilities in the region.
The international community has expressed concern over the rising civilian casualties. Benjamin Wright reporting.
In Yemen, U.S. airstrikes targeted Houthi-controlled areas, with reports indicating at least 6 fatalities. The strikes are part of a broader campaign responding to Houthi attacks on maritime shipping routes in the region. Joseph Eckerson with the latest.
The Houthi-run health ministry reported casualties in both Sana'a and Saada, highlighting the intensifying conflict. U.S. officials have not yet commented on the operation. The situation remains volatile as international observers call for restraint and renewed diplomatic efforts.
Morocco witnessed large-scale protests in Rabat, where tens of thousands demonstrated against Israel's military actions in Gaza and criticized U.S. policies in the Middle East. The protests reflect growing regional discontent over the escalating violence.
Demonstrators condemned proposals involving the relocation of Palestinians and expressed solidarity with Gaza's civilian population. The Moroccan government's response to the protests has been measured, allowing peaceful demonstrations while monitoring for potential unrest. Liam White reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Over the weekend, severe storms have battered the U.S. South and Midwest, leading to significant flooding and damage across multiple states. At least 18 fatalities have been reported since the storms began, with emergency services conducting numerous rescues.
Kentucky's Frankfort area experienced record-breaking river levels, prompting evacuations and concerns over infrastructure stability. Authorities are urging residents to remain vigilant as forecasts predict continued adverse weather conditions. Lawrence Keller reported.
Health officials are addressing a significant second measles outbreak in Texas, with nearly 500 cases reported and 3 fatalities, including 2 children. The outbreak has spread to neighboring states and Mexico, raising public health concerns.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. visited the affected area, advocating for increased vaccination efforts. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention continue to emphasize the importance of immunization in preventing further spread. Jessica Oakley reporting.
The U.S. administration reports that over 50 countries have initiated negotiations following the recent implementation of tariffs on various imports. The tariffs have prompted discussions aimed at addressing trade imbalances and economic policies.
White House economic advisors indicate that these negotiations reflect a global response to the new trade measures. The administration maintains that the tariffs are designed to protect domestic industries. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Like gas station sushi.
Okay, here we go. 55 minutes past the top of the hour. You and I are hanging out on this lovely Wednesday, that lovely Whip-Em-Out Wednesday. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2003, major operations end in Operation Iraqi Freedom. Nearly 40 countries participated in the 3-week operation, with Saddam Hussein clearly out of power and on the run. Rebelling Iraqis famously pulled down the statue and they disposed of the dictator on this date. That happened back in 2003. If you're looking at some birthdays that are going on today, Lil Nas X turns 26. Elle Fanning turns 27. Kristen Stewart, 35. Bianca Belair. Yeah, she turns 36. What else? Jesse McCarthy turns 38. Liam Neeson turns 39. Albert Hammond Jr., 45. Keisha Knight Pullum, 46. Gerard Way turns 48. Cynthia Nixon, 59. Joe Scarborough turns 62. Mark Jacobs turns 62 as well. And Dennis Quaid turns 71. If you're looking for some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have a few of those for you. It's National Former Prisoner of War Recognition Day and National Name Yourself Day. So there you go. That's some days to reference, to talk about, to move forward with, and so on. So there you go. What do you think? Okay, cool. So what else? If you need a rando for today, I'm going to give you one. I'm going to give you one of those because we need to. So here's a random joke. I hate when people accuse me of lollygagging when I'm clearly dilly-dallying. I mean, there's a difference there on which one it is. Of course, it's important. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What outdated slang do you still use on a regular basis? Gnarly, hella, toasty, you know, that kind of stuff. And then if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. A survey says that if it were an option, 53% of us would keep this forever. What is it? Our cars. Yeah, because nobody wants to keep on investing on a car. I got it. I understand that. Makes sense to me. They're cars. Yep. I get it. It's sensical. So that's it. So that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. We will be going over to RadioBig.fm. If you want to hang out here on Radio Big, that's perfectly fine. Well, that's a lie. Radio Big and Safety FM, we're streaming across both right now. But if you want to hang out with me on Radio Big, music and entertainment news is what we're going to be talking about and then playing some songs as we go. If you don't want to hang out and do that, that's fine. You can hang out here with Sheldon Primus on Safety FM, and he'll talk about the world of safety consulting on how to become a consultant. That's what he does. That's exactly what he does. So that's it. So thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big. And that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Sometimes the smallest things take up the most room in our heart. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.